Antibiotic resistance is a hot topic in American agriculture and medicine, and an animal health research expert says the answer is not to eliminate antibiotics on farms, but rather to use them more judiciously. Richard Murphy, a research director for animal health company Alltech, says if nothing is done to address the issue of antibiotic resistance, a scenario could emerge where more people die from antibiotic resistance every year than from cancer. Murphy says simple use of antibiotics could contribute to resistance issues, and agriculture needs to do its part in the fight against that.
Resistance itself is a natural phenomenon. Simply using antibiotics creates resistance at some level or another. And in many respects, what we see is two interlinked cycles at work. So we've got an antibiotic resistance cycle in the agricultural industry. We also have an antibiotic resistance cycle in human medicine. And what we need to look at from an agricultural point of view is to play our part and reduce or limit the role of agriculture in this. Ultimately, the fight against antibiotic resistance in the food chain must start on the farm.
However, Murphy says the health of animals must still be considered. He cautions against any calls for complete bans on farm animal antibiotics.
Now, it's important to be clear that the use of antibiotics in agriculture cannot and should not completely stop. To do so would have significant animal welfare implications. But we need to seriously look at our use of antibiotics in judicious fashion, and also to look at completely removing them as antibiotic growth promoters.
Murphy says things like rotating antibiotic use could be effective.
We need to be realistic about it. I do think we do need to look at rotating the use of antibiotics in production systems. And basically, if we can establish a cycle that effectively rotates antibiotics and nutritional management across the feeding period, we can reduce costs and we can improve the antibiotic performance and at the same time support the animal's immune and digestive system.
Ultimately, Murphy says the change in antibiotic resistance will have to come from producers, not regulators. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.